The Jaguars and running back Maurice Jones-Drew back on the practice field Tuesday as mandatory minicamp begins. The veteran works off to the side, still recovering from foot surgery. And welcome into Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field for mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. A three-day minicamp begins today. The team checked in Monday afternoon. Running back Maurice Jones-Drew met with the media yesterday as well. He declined to add any details about the May 27th incident at the Conkhouse restaurant in St. Augustine. He cited an ongoing legal matter. He did say that his only regret was putting his teammates through a distraction during off-season work. Today, he worked off to the side with strength and conditioning coach Tom Maslinski. That aside, the team worked in the blazing heat today. It pushed 90 degrees in Jacksonville today. Practice had a similar look to the 10 OTA workouts. Positional drills mixed in with 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work. Head coach Gus Bradley spoke to the media after practice today.
I know each day we try to find challenges for our players and one that we can place on them. Pressure as we speak in our meeting room and really to challenge us. We like to add as much pressure as we can and get them to where they feel like they're spent and then add a little bit more. And I feel like that's what we did today.
A few other notes from the opening of mandatory minicamp. Jason Babin, the defensive end, possibly the Leo position, back on the bike today. Was in attendance, expected back full on the field for training camp in late July. Veteran cornerback Marcus Trufant changed his jersey number to number 24. He's playing a big role in that young secondary. Of course, he is a vet who's been around for a long time. And the family of JT Townsend visited practice Tuesday. The coaching staff wore shirts today supporting the JT Townsend Foundation. For more information, visit jttownsendfoundation.org. Let's move to the defensive side of the ball now. The installation of that new defensive scheme continues during this minicamp. It's a process that's been ongoing for a while. That defensive line position really continues an overhaul as well. Lots of new faces and even some old faces in new places. But it is a position group where you need a lot of depth. Former first-round pick defensive tackle Tyson Alualu is one of those veterans working in a new role, with more at defensive end in the last few weeks. And said his transition is going pretty well.
And I would say I'm very pleased with what we've done so far, just because I know we can only get better from here. And it's still a learning process and trying to get used to the system. But, I'm very happy with where we're at right now.
You've moved a little more over to end in these last few weeks. Are you satisfied there? Do you like that role now?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the role. Trusting that the coaches know what's best. They told us from the beginning that they're going to evaluate our talent and see and put us where we can find success. And it's a transition for me. I'm learning. I feel like I'm getting better at it, and just another opportunity to work my craft and get better at that.
Well, with the final week of the off-season program underway, let's hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. He has some thoughts about Maurice Jones-Drew.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And Maurice Jones-Drew is in the news again this week, this time talking about what he can't talk about regarding what happened in St. Augustine recently. But forget that for now. More pressing are the next few weeks, when Jones-Drew faces one of the biggest challenges of his multi-Pro Bowl career. Jones-Drew right now is irritated with people questioning whether he can play at a high level next season. He said those critics actually bothered him more than all the talk about the off-field stuff. Still, his health and conditioning might be the biggest question around the Jaguars come late July. MJD is still rehabbing the foot that cost him most of last season. And he is still dropping the weight he added when he spent 3 months in a boot post-surgery. Jones-Drew, as always, is confident. He's overcome injuries before and believes he can be full go when training camp opens. Jones-Drew said several times Monday he hates being a distraction. Not being a distraction in July will mean showing up in shape and ready to run. Jones-Drew's history is he can do that. His history is that he is motivated by doubters, and that motivation often yields special results. Come July, the Jaguars really need history to repeat.
And of course, no doubt, everyone interested in how Maurice will respond both on and off the field in the coming weeks. The Jaguars are back on the practice field Wednesday, another 1:10 p.m. start. Look for all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. With Inside the Jaguars, this is JP Shadrick.